Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are reading Daniel chapter 4. Verses 28 through 33. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar at the end of 12 months. He walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty?" While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven, saying, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will." The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 4, verses 28. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 4, verses 28 through 33. Now here is the sense of it from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. The revelation given to Nebuchadnezzar, through Daniel's interpretation, was soon forgotten, and Daniel's exhortation was ignored. Nebuchadnezzar continued in his sinful pride. He did not repent, as Daniel had advised him to do. The king was controlled by his great egotism. He considered the city and the kingdom of Babylon itself as his personal possession, and as a reflection of his power and glory. God endured Nebuchadnezzar's pride for 12 months. This may have been a period of grace, a space to repent, in which God was giving Nebuchadnezzar an opportunity to turn to him in repentance. But when Nebuchadnezzar ignored Daniel's exhortation, God, who had given Nebuchadnezzar his authority, announced the interruption of his rule. What had been predicted was no longer postponed, and judgment came on Nebuchadnezzar in keeping with Daniel's interpretation. As the king was boasting of his accomplishments while walking on the roof, apparently a flat roof, common in those days, of his royal palace, a voice from heaven announced his judgment. As predicted, the king lived like an animal in the field, eating grass like cattle. Later, Daniel added that the king lived with wild donkeys. His body was drenched with dew. His hair grew long like an eagle's feathers, and his nails grew like a bird's claws. He gave no attention to his bodily appearance. Perhaps because of his royal position, Nebuchadnezzar was hidden in a secluded park so his true condition could be hidden from the populace. Also, in the king's absence, Daniel may have played a major role in preserving the kingdom and possibly in preventing anyone from killing the king. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is the sense or the understanding of this passage from a more devotional perspective, from the Matthew Henry commentary on the Bible. He goes on to say, pride and self-conceit are sins that beset great men. They are apt to take that glory to themselves which is due to God only. While the proud word was in the king's mouth, the powerful word came from God. His understanding and his memory were gone, and all the powers of the rational soul were broken. How careful we ought to be not to do anything which may provoke God to put us out of our senses. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day, and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom to understand it and apply it to your life. Most importantly, if you have never trusted Christ as your Savior in the free pardon of your sins, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Saved from hell. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel. of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you can get your soul saved from hell and saved to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and He will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6